This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Wednesday hump day. We're almost to the weekend, kind of. We've at least crested the peak of the week. We are cruising downhill. Put a smile on your face, and we have so much stuff to get to tonight. We're going to get to trust being severed. I warned you a long time ago it was going to be a big deal, and now it's a big freaking deal. We'll talk about that. Tulsi Gabbard testified today. The Democrats are accusing her of something that they're obviously doing, and it's a pretty obvious situation. We'll discuss it. Airing your grievances publicly. Chickens came home to roost again. In fact, I'm going to open up the show and discuss that. Rand Paul, Mark Wayne Mullen decide to go at it today. Communists are destroyers now begging to have your tax money back. Yes, we'll touch on your questions on Iran, all that, and so much more still to come on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, what I'm about to say here, the discussion we're going to have, is actually not political. I know there are all kinds of political issues, and I'm going to try to actually get to a bunch of emails and stuff like that today, but this is not necessarily political, the discussion I'm about to have. It's more me piggybacking off a discussion I've had with you many times before about airing your grievances publicly versus privately. The talk we're about to have is not about Mark Wayne Mullen, who's trying to be the head of DHS. It's not going to be about Rand Paul, who you like, who you don't like. Don't care. Not about that at all. It's actually about me. It's about you. It's about human nature. And it's a discussion with the intent of making your life easier. Preventing future problems that may arise. Human beings, pretty much all of them, have the same fear. Now, don't get me wrong, we have different phobias. You're scared of heights, he's scared of spiders, but there is a fear that I believe all human beings are born with. And that is a fear of public embarrassment. Now, different people, depending on how they're built, are harder to embarrass publicly. My wife is not difficult to embarrass publicly. I know, because I do so often. I'm the polar opposite. I'm very difficult to embarrass publicly, but that doesn't separate me from that fear that is in all of us. Nobody wants to be embarrassed publicly in front of other people. It is one of those things that is built into every human being, the fear of public shame and embarrassment. We have to understand that before we talk about, well, what happened today in you and me. In this life, you are going to have grievances with other human beings. And your grievances may be 100% justified. It may be totally their fault and not at all your fault. They did something wrong, terrible, evil, bad. You didn't do anything wrong. It's not your fault. And in that moment, because now you can air your entire life out for the world on social media, in that moment, sometimes, what do we want? Sometimes we want applause for being right. And we, not only that, we want applause for being right in those moments, and we want other people to pile on that person or company or thing that did wrong. You want to hear from everybody, you're right. And you want to hear from everybody, he's wrong. What a jerk. That's also a human nature thing. And because that's a human nature thing, and you've got your smartphone right there, maybe it's in your hand right now. I bet you it's not far from you. It's awfully tempting to just put that out there, isn't it? My ex-girlfriend, what a witch. She couldn't cook, treated me poorly. Nobody better date Jane. Throw that tweet up there. You'll feel better. Everyone will pile on Jane. She was mean to you. Very tempting, isn't it? My former employer, they shorted me on my overtime pay. I'll tell you what, they have bad business practices. I think they hire illegals. My former employer, they are evil, vile scum. Nobody should work there. In fact, they should be investigated. Oh, it's so tempting, isn't it? Facebook's right there. It's on your phone. Put that out there. But if you succumb to that temptation, you will make an enemy for life. You will make an enemy for life. And what you will do is, if you picture yourself walking down a road, and there will be all kinds of left turns and right turns you can make down that road, and those are options for your life in the future. Options you will come up to in the future. That one tweet, that Facebook post, that public embarrassment, it will cut off left turns and right turns that you never knew you were going to come up to. You will limit the options in your life if you give in to that temptation. By the way, this applies in your personal life, not just on social media, with, for instance, your spouse, your employees, in public settings. Got a problem with your spouse? Did something wrong? He's chewing with his mouth open. Great. Tell him when you were in the car on the way home. You tell him in front of his friends, he's going to remember it. Privately. Mark Wayne Mullen has been tapped by the Trump administration to be the new DHS secretary. Kristi Noem got the axe. Trump didn't like some things Kristi Noem was doing, so he looked to the Oklahoma senator, Mark Wayne Mullen, and said, that's going to be my guy to head up DHS. Maybe you love Mark Wayne Mullen. Maybe you hate Mark Wayne Mullen. I really don't have any feelings about him one way or the other. He's done and said some things I like. He's done and said some really putrid, awful things. He's pretty much a standard senator. I don't really care. Maybe you love him. Maybe you hate him. Rand Paul. Maybe nobody's lukewarm, it seems like, on Rand Paul. You either think he walks on water, he's one of those libertarian types, or you think he's a traitorous piece of scum. But again, that doesn't matter. But what does matter is Mark Wayne Mullen is now in a position where he needs Rand Paul's support in order to become DHS secretary. You don't just get to get hired for that job. You have to go through Senate confirmation. Now, some time ago, Mark Wayne Mullen, he gave in to that human temptation. He doesn't like Rand Paul. Rand Paul was assaulted by some crazy commie, fractured six of his ribs, devastating. Mark Wayne Mullen decided to celebrate that, not privately, publicly. And today, all these years later, that was years ago, all these years later, Mark Wayne Mullen needs Rand Paul's support. Here's how that went. This is what happens when you put up that Facebook post.
You told the media that I was a freaking snake and that you completely understood why I had been assaulted. I was shocked that you would justify and celebrate this violent assault that caused me so much pain and my family so much pain. I just wonder if someone who applauds violence against their political opponents is the right person to lead an agency that has struggled to accept limits to the proper use of force. You went on to brag that you had already told me to my face that you completely understood and approved of the assault. Well, that's a lie. You got a chance today. You can either continue to lie or you can correct the record. You have never had the courage to look me in the eye and tell me that the assault was justified. So today you'll have your chance.
Hey, Rand, are you going to vote for Mark Wayne Mullen?
Planning on voting for this nominee?
I think there are anger issues. I think there's a lack of contrition, both about the violence that perpetrated on me. Really, the violent episode he was involved in, the Senate committee where he's told the media, frankly, that he doesn't regret it. The fact that he can't bring himself to say that, you know, really we shouldn't settle political questions with violence, I think that would be a terrible example for ICE and for our Border Patrol agents.
Years ago, Mark Wayne Mullen, who hates Rand Paul, which is fine. I'm not Rand Paul's friend. Hates Rand Paul, decided to air his grievances publicly to the American media. You never even knew that happened, did you? Or if you did, because you're a super informed person, you pay attention, you already forgot about it. You moved on. Of course you did. I did. I totally forgot that it happened. I forgot Mark Wayne Mullen said it. But you know who didn't forget? Rand Paul doesn't seem like he forgot. All these years later, that public statement came back to haunt him. Keep your grievances private. Let that be a lesson. And if you need a new employee, go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is here because you don't have time, you don't have the money, You don't have all day, every day to go track down your newest employee. It's challenging enough in this environment to find somebody new. Let ZipRecruiter be your hiring manager, your matchmaker, if you will. They will find you the best candidates. And whatever you're looking for, by the way, maybe you're looking for something temporary. Hey, summer's coming up. We need a temporary thing. Maybe you need someone established, permanent, with a lot of experience. They have it all. It's the hiring site employers prefer the most because it makes your life easier. And that's the idea. When you're an employer, you're always looking for someone to make your life easier. ZipRecruiter will do that for you, and they'll find the next employee who will do that for you. Try it free at ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Speaking of airing your grievances publicly, headline from today, the White House launches a leaker probe following Joe Kent's resignation. Yet another disagreement that went public. Now that it's public, feelings are hurt, people are embarrassed, and now it's war. Keep your disagreements private. Even years later, they may come back to bite you. Just a little heads up. Now, let's give a little update on this. In fact, we'll have a little talk about this. Communists do something, and we discussed this something a lot during Biden's presidency, and I have to own this. I haven't discussed it as much during Trump's presidency because Trump's doing better at it than Biden is. Communists use the forces of government against their political opponents. They worm their way into government at all levels, and then they believe in using power for political reasons. For them, that's the only reason you acquire power. You never acquire it to better your school board or your town or your county or your state or the country itself. You only acquire power to use it to get more power and to smash your political opponents. Now, Donald Trump deserves a big fat attaboy from you and me for this. The federal workforce has been reduced by 10%. Donald Trump, not some hardcore conservative constitutionalist by any means, by his own admission, Donald Trump is shrinking the United States federal government. Credit to him. That is necessary because communists, Democrats in the United States of America have spent decades infiltrating the government, and they're not infiltrating the government so they can help their own state or help the United States or do the right thing for the people of the country. They infiltrated the government because they intend to use the power of the government against their political opponents. And when they get in a situation like right now, where Donald Trump's not going to allow them to do that, maybe they're not in a situation where they can hammer the gas and drive that truck over their Republican opponents. But what they can do, since Trump has the steering wheel right now, what they can do and what they will try to do and what they are doing is they're going to try to tap the brakes on him so he can't stop their revolution, so he can't slow their revolution down. First, let's rewind and remember what they did when Joe Biden was president. Why was there so much talk about white supremacy?
According to the intelligence community, terrorism from white supremacy is the most lethal threat to the homeland today. Not ISIS, not Al-Qaeda, white supremacists.
In the FBI's view, the top domestic violent extremist threat comes from racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists, specifically those who advocated for the superiority of the white race.
A huge chunk of those domestic terrorism investigations.
I'm sorry to interrupt this, but we have to have another conversation about Merrick Garland's voice. What, Chris, what? We can't have a conversation about it? Could you imagine working with him every day? Could you imagine with that voice? Chris, is he married? Is he married? Gay or something? I don't. Will you find out, please? I have to play this again. I can't get over that this is a real human being's voice.
According to the intelligence community.
Yeah, we'll get past this.
Terrorism from white supremacy is the most lethal threat to the homeland today. Not ISIS, not Al-Qaeda, white supremacists.
In the FBI's view, the top domestic...
Chris just found it. He's married. His wife has to listen to this every day. Imagine coming home every day. Honey, how was your day? And this is what you get.
The violent extremist threat comes from racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists, specifically those who advocated for the superiority of the white race.
You'd have to divorce him. I know that's not biblical, but what, Chris? Hear me out. There's no way you can live with that every single day. There's no way you can live with that. Maybe they don't talk. What, Chris? What? Oh, that's a very good point. Chris said maybe she's deaf. He probably sought out one of those deaf dating sites. I bet you, what, Chris? I bet you that's a thing, that you can go find a woman who doesn't have her hearing anymore, and then you don't tell me no woman ever talked to Merrick Garland about his voice.
Huge Listen chunk.
ISIS, not Al-Qaeda, white supremacists.
In the FBI's view, the top domestic violent extremist threat comes from racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists.
She has to be deaf. And I know there are deaf dating sites, Chris. I knew there had to be. This is the modern internet age. There's just no way a woman with functional ears is going to put up every single day. Gosh, I can't stand Merrick Garland. And now that I heard his voice again, it's making me angry all over. Anyway, I totally lost track of the point I was about to make. I will regain track of that, and we'll have that discussion next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Wednesday, a hump day. Back to the point I was trying to make before I got distracted by Merrick Garland's wretched voice. Communists get power, and they believe in using power to move the revolution forward. They reward their friends, they punish their enemies. That's what they do. Now, Trump has taken over. And he's reducing the federal workforce and deserves all kinds of credit for that. He's reducing the federal workforce. That's wonderful. It's a great thing. It's wonderful because we still have communists embedded in every single agency of our government. Now, what kind of things are they doing? I'm going to play something for you. This is Dr. Barry Zalauf, I believe his name is. I don't know how to say his last name. I went to community college. You're just going to have to deal with that. National Intelligence Service, I want you to listen to him and what he says about what someone in the CIA told him.
One analyst who was looking at Chinese interference said to me, this is almost a direct quote, I don't want my analysis going to the White House where that vulgarian, ill-mannered man, if anyone doesn't know the words, in the White House will use it to pursue policies toward China with which I personally disagree.
CIA analyst looking into China, looking into election interference, didn't want to send it to the White House because the Trump administration is hard on China, and this person very clearly has communist sympathies and doesn't want the White House to be hard on China. Which, of course, leads us to another thing, because something else that happened today was Tulsi Gabbard, DNI Director Tulsi Gabbard. She had to give testimony in front of the United States Senate, one of those things where she got interrogated. And this was interesting.
Are you saying there is no foreign threat to our elections in the midterms this year?
As I stated in the outset of my remarks, this year's annual threat assessment matches the prioritization of threats and—
Please answer the question, yes or no. Is there foreign threat interference to our elections this year?
Laid out.
Are there foreign—
Please allow me to answer the question, sir. The intelligence community has been and continues to remain focused on any collection and intelligence products show a potential foreign threat for those who are
So far, there has been none then, because you've made no reports.
System.
Excuse me, ma'am. If you want to ask the questions, you should have stayed in Congress. Please answer the questions.
I didn't ask you a question, sir. I'm trying to answer your questions.
So you're saying that—
This is Senator Alyssa Slotkin. Are you noticing a theme?
And until I hear someone tell me that this man, President Trump, will actually allow us to have a free and fair election, there is zero trust here, and I cannot trust that he won't try and steal it. Again,
do you want to know what Democrats have been doing? This has been going on for years. It's really, it's kind of genius, completely evil and wrong, but kind of genius. Democrats know that China is getting involved in our elections to make sure Democrats get elected, because Democrats are much more dovish on China than Republicans are, certainly more dovish than Donald Trump is. China wants Democrats elected. Frankly, China needs Democrats to be elected. They cannot afford more America First politicians like Donald Trump being elected. Well, China has never been passive about such things. As I talked about last night, China's already been busted by places like the UK hacking into voter rolls. China tries to interfere in elections. China tries to make sure the communists in every country are elected. Our communists are Democrats. In the UK, that would be the Labour Party. But that's what China does. China, we know they were trying to acquire IDs. And of course, we have to assume they did acquire IDs so they could register to vote. We'll never know the extent of it because the communist FBI shut down the investigation. We also know, courtesy of John Solomon at Just the News, I discussed this last night, we know that China attempted to hack our voter rolls. We don't know how successful they were. Remember, you hack the voter rolls, that way you get voter information, that way you can get paper ballots and essentially vote. As a Chi-Com, you can vote. Now, I know this, and you know this, and the FBI knows this, and you know who else knows this? Every single Democrat politician in the United States of America. They know that the Chi-Coms are working to elect Democrats. They know this. They all do. And because they know this, they've decided to use a communist tactic as old as communism itself. Accuse your opponent of that which you are guilty. Russia, 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 Trump, Russia, Trump, Russia, Trump, Russia. Every liberal Aunt Peggy in your life believes Trump works with Russia, Russia, and Trump, and Russia. They believe that because the communists in the media and the communists in the Democrat Party have beaten that drum over and over and over and over and over again. But you know the extent of Russia's involvement in our politics in this country? They got involved on social media and took some ads out on things like Facebook. That's the extent of it. China's trying to register people to vote, and they're possibly voting in mass in elections to elect Democrats. So Tulsi Gabbard sits in front of these Democrats. Democrats know China is working day and night to get Democrats elected, probably cheating in the elections. And if you're a Democrat, you can't afford that information getting out to the public. What do? You make some not-so-subtle references that Republicans are still working with Russia and Tulsi Gabbard isn't doing anything about
it. Are you saying there is no foreign threat to our elections in the midterms this year?
As I stated in the outset of my remarks, this year's annual threat assessment matches the prioritization of threats and—
Please answer the question, yes or no. Is there foreign threat interference to our elections this year?
Laid out.
Are there foreign—
Please allow me to answer the question, sir. The intelligence community has been and continues to remain focused on any collection and intelligence products show a potential foreign threat for those who are
There has been none then because you've made
in our
no reports.
System.
Excuse me, ma'am. If you want to ask the questions, you should have stayed in Congress. Please answer the questions.
I didn't ask you a question, sir. I'm trying to answer your questions.
So you're saying that
you can see what they're doing and I can see what they're doing. And from this point forward, every election Democrats lose. Hillary Clinton's the one who started this. Every election Democrats lose, they will claim they were cheated. They will claim the Russians got involved in the election. And then whenever they win an election, they'll demand you say it was the freest and fairest election ever with no cheating whatsoever. This is where we are now because we have a bunch of scumbags in the Democrat Party. This is where we are now. And this is why, one of the reasons why, they're working so hard to protect the voter rolls.
And so they're so unpopular that the only way they can win in November is kick millions of people they don't like, off the voting rolls. They are trying to dupe us, folks. They are trying to dupe America. They say, oh, this is just a voter ID law. Bullshit. It is not a voter ID law. It is a law that will kick.
By the way, I hate to get sidetracked again. Can we just mock these dork senators surrounding Chuck Schumer when he drops a potty word trying to butch up for the American man? He drops a BS out there, only he says it. Listen to them snickering like they're all in freaking grade school. He said a bad word. He's so edgy.
And so they're so unpopular that the only way they can win in November is kick millions of people they don't like, off the voting rolls. They are trying to dupe us, folks. They are trying to dupe America. They say, oh, this is just a voter ID law. Bullshit. It is not a voter.
Pathetic. All right. Get to some emails in a moment. Before we get to some emails, let's get to you and me and feeling good all the time. We have a lot of fighting ahead of us, don't we? This the struggle, if you will, never stops. There's no destination. It will continue until the day you die, and then we have to hand that struggle down to our children. Do you have the energy for it? Or do you find yourself often saying, I'm too tired? I'm about to read you an email. Shows me a lot of people are too tired. A lot of people need to get on some chalk. A male vitality stack or a female vitality stack from chalk. Going to have you feeling like a million bucks. You want to feel like that? You want to feel pepped up, fired up, ready to go all the time? I am. I feel awesome. And the longer I've been on chalk, the better I feel. It's not like you hit some peak after a few months or a year. Better and better and better and better. It's like I'm aging in reverse, even though I don't look like it. Go get a subscription and find out what natural herbal supplements from the anti-communists at Chalk can do for you. C-H-O-Q, chalk.com, promo code Jesse. You're about to feel a lot younger. We'll be back.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. The Democrat nominee for Senate in Texas said something publicly, and I think he's a liar. A big-time liar. We're going to get to that about 10 minutes from now. I don't have time to get to it yet, but I think we just caught the Democrat nominee from Texas in a major lie, a lie that could cost him on the campaign trail. We will discuss it in a moment. What, Chris? I think we caught him in a big lie. Before we get to that, I played you earlier. I played this for you earlier, things that are still going on in places like the CIA.
One analyst who was looking at Chinese interference said to me, This is almost a direct quote. I don't want my analysis going to the White House where that vulgarian, ill-mannered man, if anyone doesn't know the words, in the White House will use it to pursue policies toward China with which I personally disagree.
Local politics are going to be more important in the future than they have ever been before, and they've always been important. In the future, we will have a day, I don't know when that day will be, we will have a day when Democrats come back to power. When they come back to power, we know they will do worse the next time than they did last time. Let's keep in mind that Democrats arrested, shot their political opponents as fast as they possibly could. That's what they did with 4 years under Joe Biden. And after that, they've all run to the cameras. They've said it on camera and said, we didn't go far enough. We didn't do enough. They'll come back to power again. And when they do, they will unleash the fury in ways that you and I are going to feel, possibly personally, feel it. And when that happens, you know what you're going to want? You are going to want some level of state protection, some sort of a benefactor, a government benefactor of some kind. That means your state government needs to be in order. Your county government needs to be in order. Your city government needs to be in order. Don't think of it. Maybe the thought of it even bores you a little bit. I don't care about local water taxes. I totally get that. That stuff isn't super exciting. They're not making Netflix movies about it. I understand it completely. It's not sexy. Nobody's going to stop you in public. Can I get a picture with you, Facebook? I understand it. No one's even going to know your name. You're going to go over there to these meetings and things like that. No one will know who you are. No one cares about you. It's lame. It's boring. You know, at church, everybody knows the pastor's name. Everybody knows the pastor. Everybody wants to talk to the pastor. Nobody gives a crap about the little old lady who cleans the toilets on Sunday after everybody's gone. But the church don't go without that little old lady cleaning the toilets. And our country will not go without local governments getting right. I'm going to read you something. This is in no way meant to shame you for anything you haven't done in the past. This is to wake us up to what we have to do and our failures that we still suffer. Listen to this. Hey, Jesse. My wife and I live in a blue area in a blood red state. We attended the Republican Party caucus last night, and our party precinct room only had 6 people in it, 5 Democrats and 1 lone Republican. The 5 Democrats registered as Republicans, voted in a block, and gave themselves all the leadership, county delegate, and state delegate positions. If only 3 more Republicans would have showed up, we could have filled all these positions with actual Republicans instead of activist Democrats and had a vote in who our primary candidate would be. Democrats are more actively involved in Republican politics in our area than Republicans are. We have to do better. Said I can say his name. His name is Dave. When's the last time you went to a precinct meeting in your area? Have you ever? Don't hang your head in shame. Most people haven't. That's where the nitty-gritty work gets done. Do you ever look around and lament the state of the GOP? Well, I rip on the GOP primary voter all the time, and justifiably so. But you know another reason the GOP is Democrat light so often? It's because in red areas, Democrats switch parties, get elected, and then they play controlled opposition. Oh, they'll vote with the GOP 90% of the time. You see the ads all over TV? I vote with Donald Trump 90% of the time. But when the most critical issues come up, they will torpedo us and knife us in the back because they're secretly Democrats. And they get away with this because on a Thursday night, and I don't know what day this was, but on a Thursday night at 7 o'clock, there was a local precinct committee meeting. The information was out there. It was on the local Republican website, I promise. Nobody went and checked it out except the Democrats. Everyone else stayed home. They ate leftover Red Lobster. The Democrats, who don't have any other god but government, they went out there and they made sure they would represent the Republican Party. And this happens all the freaking time. I know you're busy. I'm not asking you for 40 hours a week dedicated to politics. I'm not. Chris, hey, Chris, how many hours a week do you spend now with your local political thing? Be honest. You can be honest with it. How many? Chris said 30 minutes. You got 30 minutes a week? Let's double that. Maybe your area is more intense. You got an hour a week to make sure the communists don't control the local levers of government? You do. Or someone you know does. We have to become activists. It's going to be more important in the future than ever. All right. Speaking of Democrats and politics, we have caught the Democrat nominee for Senate in a lie that could end his campaign. Hang on.